We are thinking about the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. How wonderful His ministry is to the believer. Sometimes we're a little bit afraid of the Holy Spirit. He is a part of the Godhead. He is God the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we're a little bit afraid of Him. But He's in our lives like a friend, like a helper. And we don't need to be afraid of Him or of His ministry in us. We also need to be very careful, and I want to warn about this again and again, about misusing His ministry in us, or expecting things of us in the human flesh, which the Spirit does not really promise to give us. So many people are looking for this excitement, for this emotion in life, and that's not what God promises us. Even when they spoke in tongues in the New Testament, a gift we don't have anymore. According to 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 to 13, we don't even have that gift anymore. But even when they spoke in tongues, there is no indication there was emotion or feeling connected with it. It was simply a working of the Holy Spirit in the day when they had no New Testament and they were first introducing the gospel. It was a work of the Holy Spirit in their lives. And now we've come to another ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and another ministry we earnestly and desperately need. And this has to do with the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 has this to say. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control or temperance. Against such there is no law. Now what does this mean, the fruit of the Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit has to do with how we appear to other people, how we act to people outside of ourselves. How important this is, that we have a testimony before people. Perhaps I'll be dealing with this subject again, but how important it is that we have a testimony with other people. And sometimes Christians lack testimony. By their lives, they don't manifest the Lord Jesus. And by their lives, they give a bad impression, to put it very frankly, a bad impression and a bad testimony to the outside people. Sometimes our neighbors have been witnessed to, our friends have been witnessed to, and we wonder, well, why do they reject the Lord Jesus? Why don't they trust Him? It may be because our lives don't match up to what God expects of us. We don't have the fruits of the Spirit. Now, these fruits of the Spirit are not ones that we produce ourselves. Now, these are ministries of the Holy Spirit. They're ministries He produces in us. I may say, for instance, that I love other people, but real love comes through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Real, genuine love for people that reaches out to people, that touches the lives of people, that deeply cares for other people. Every one of us may imagine, oh, I care for people. But real care for people comes through the Holy Spirit. And what about joy in our lives? We talked about this before. What about peace in our lives? This is a ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we not only have peace in our hearts, but we manifest peace. People notice this in our lives. He's talking about the fruit, what comes out in our lives. We manifest this to other people. We can go through difficult times, and we share difficult times with other people. I may have had the same damage in my house that my neighbor has had, but the neighbor sees that in the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, I have still peace in my heart. I may have lost everything, but by His grace and by the help of the Holy Spirit, I can still have peace in my heart. I still have joy in my heart, even in difficult circumstances. I can still give thanks to God. I still have joy in my heart. And people see this. They witness this. How can you feel like this? How can you be like this, they may say. Well, it is. It's not of myself. In myself, I would join you in total despair, we might answer them. But because of the indwelling Holy Spirit in my life, because of my faith in the Lord Jesus, first of all, and then the work of the Holy Spirit in my life, I can have this peace. I can have this joy. And I'm not saying I'm better than you are. I'm just simply saying you could have this too in your life if you have the Lord Jesus as your Savior. because he would give you the indwelling Holy Spirit. And so in this passage, all of these fruits of the Spirit are ones we manifest to other people. They see this in our lives. They rejoice with us because of the presence of these things. And then they also want to have the Lord Jesus. I need this, they might say. I need this peace, this joy, this gentleness, this long-suffering with other people, and faith and other things. So I pray, brothers and sisters, that you will have this kind of ministry also of the Holy Spirit in your lives, the fruits of the Spirit, so that as you live before your friends and neighbors and co-workers and fellow students, whoever, you may manifest that Jesus is living in your life and that the Holy Spirit is your helper.